I don't know. Okay, we're now live. This show is being recorded for training purposes only. We have here in the background an Ish Kodesh. I see on the screen, right, Pinkus is in the background. He's the Sofer of all the Sofer. Okay, let's learn. Daf Beis on the Beis says in the Mishnah, says Ahei Noah. If a person says, I want to be beautiful, the halacha is that is called a yad. And the halacha is he's a nazir. Frek the Gemara of a Dilma and Noel Lefan of the mitzvahs. Who says that when you make this statement, you mean to become a nazir? Maybe what you really mean because I want to be medactic in the mitzvahs. I want to be beautiful before Hashem in the kiyum mitzvahs. Kedatanya, like it says in the Braisa, Zekhil Yanveyu, Gemara Darshan's Ve'anveyu. Ani and Veyu is Ani Vahu, and there is Aleph Nun. It's from the word of Noah, and Noah Lefana B'mitzvahs. What does that mean? Beautification. Esel Lefana of Sukkah Noah, Lulav Noah, Titus Noah, Echler Lefana of Sefer Torah Noah, V'yachrechenu B'shiroin. I will write a Sefer Torah Noah, and I will wrap it in silk. Over here, I want to point out over here, Rabbi Pinkus, Tez Yodaf. Says your daf. I'm going to write a sefer Torah Noah. Daf Beis in the Beis. Nazir. Mamish. The dogma. A sefer Torah Noah. Omar Shmuel says, Omar Shmuel shatovus b'sa'aroi. So the Gemara says, Nisana kash echanami. Echanami, it has to be mechichas. How do you make a mechichas? The case is going with the person. He says, I want to be Noah. He's holding on to his hair. He's touching his hair. By holding on to his hair, he's indicating he wants to be a nazir. Shatofis bissel. The Omani says, Noah. Menel fine. Okay, so let's see the Rashi's first. Rashi, the three Rashi, Rashi of Zakasha. Ha'omer ehe Noah v'harei ze nazir. Demash mochachi kamar shehe saroi migudal v'noah. The Gemara says, fine, that's it. Okay, end of the Gemara. Now we go to new Gemara. The Gemara here says, Amar Shmuel. Next. The Amar and Noah. Shatofis, Besov Yamar and Noah. Now, the Gemara is the Kash. We mentioned before that being a Nazir is a sin. The Gemara mentioned this in passing, that it is a sin. That was the top of the Gemara. And the Gemara said, where do we have in the Gemara above? The Gemara mentioned in passing that being a Nazir is an Aveira. A person that's Nazir Atzma Min Hayayin, he is denying himself from the delicacies of this world. Hashem gave a person everything in this world to enjoy, not to enjoy. So by being the Kabbal upon oneself to become a Nazir, he is denying himself from the pleasures of this world, and he's a sinner. The Gemara said that on the top of the page. So in fact, the Gemara, where exactly the Gemara say that? We mentioned before, Nazira Milsa Davera, Nazira Sadar Avera, Maksha Gemara Harig, but Gambi Oifin Zel, Loy Mustava, Loy Masha Kavanasa, Loy Nazira, Shari Nazira Milsa Davera, I made a mistake. The Gemara is saying, I made a mistake. The Gemara is saying, it says the Mishnah, Peretz, I want to be Noah. If I want to be Noah, so he's holding on to his hair. He means he wants to be a nazir. For the Gemara, how could the Gemara use the word noah in reference to a nazir? A nazir is not beautiful. The act of being a nazir is a sin. It is sinful. So how could you say the word noah in the same breath as the word nazir? For the Gemara, nazir milsa d'aveira. It's a milsa d'aveira. What are you talking about? Nazir milsa d'aveira. And you're calling it beautiful. The Gemara is tarikash. And yes, the Chidra Avinuaz the Hakapa. The Amen Nazir Chayta. Hani Milgabi Nazir Tomei. The Aid the boy Mister Mistar. Enochanami. Yes. The answer is yes. The being a nazir is something that is beautiful. And the Gemara is saying even according to Avinuaz Hakapa that says that nazir is a chayte. That's only a Nazir who becomes Tameh. When a Nazir becomes Tameh, he has to be Soyser. Everything that he did until now does not count. And because the days that he observed in his Nazirus did not count, it turns out that retroactively those days were for no purpose. He denied himself from the good things of this world. Nachmal Afilu, the Afilu Rabbi Eliezer Kabadiyam, a Nazir Choytei. A Nazir is a sinner. Hanemili Gabi Nazir Tameh. The ID, the boy Mistar, he has to go and demolish. He has to go and take away the days of Nazirus. That the first days have to fall away. Because he became, his head became tamei. Hasam hu dilma osil mevar. Daf gimel omer aleph. Daf gimel omer aleph. We're now a couple lines down. You know what? I'll start again. In honor of the nechnosin. There's the nechnosin and the yoitzin. It comes to Kriyas HaTorah. The reason why you have to make a bracha, the whole of the sugyas in Kriyas HaTorah. That you have to start. You have to start. After three psukim, well, you're not allowed to stop. You're not allowed to stop. You're not allowed to stop. But there are two psukim left of the parsha because of the yoitzin. And you're not allowed to start if there are only two psukim because of gzer mishum hanichnosin. Some will come in late and they'll think that they did before only two psukim. They're not going to know that they did before more than three. More. Right? When you end
an shaila today in the shul. Shlomi, your brother-in-law was leaning today, and a guy called up Yisrael. Okay, there was no kohen levi, and he showed him where the place was, and it turned out the guy makes the bracha, and then it turns out he was showing him the wrong place in Parshas Boy. So he had a begoilo about four or five more cloth over. So the shaila came up, and I know I
repeat the bracha. Repeat the bracha. Yes, what they pask him?
It's machlokes.
Well, if it's not in front of you, well, it's not in front of you altogether. This is in a completely different place.
In a different place. It's not in front of him. It was, he had a goyle to at least out from where the area that he showed him. And I looked it up in the Arfa Shulchan. The Arfa Shulchan says it's machlokes. Some say if it's in the same parsha, same inyan, you don't have to. It's considered a hafsik, which is allowed. I don't know. What is your shot?
What did they do? What did they do?
He didn't make a new bracha.
Good. So, but did he have it of the, I mean, this happened, Baruch Hashem, I get to learn every once in a while, and I once, not that long ago, I showed the wrong place, totally in the wrong place, and the person made a bracha, and it was, where I showed him was before. All right, to make a long story short, he made another bracha. And there was a person there that just paskined on the spot based upon the circumstances that he should make another bracha because the place that I showed him was before the place where we're actually laying. So it wasn't on the same omud. It wasn't in range. It wasn't even range. So really, me'ikar hadin, that's what you're supposed to do. After I spoke to my brother Rav in Mevara, so he says that today the minig is today. It's very shverzach. This whole thing is that b'derech kol, you don't, no matter what, you don't make a bracha. Because today the attitude is that I don't know what in the world you're going to lean. Person who gets an aliyah has blind faith in the Baal Kriya. We're not at all familiar with learning from the Sefer Torah, and the kavana is I'm going to make the bracha. And you lane whatever you want. and you lane whatever you're supposed to lane. What's the whole reason why you have to make another bracha? It's because your kavana was on this specific section.
Where you come with a cement wall?
You pointed to a location, and we're going to lane this very specific thing. So if it's the same Amud, if what you pointed to was, we're going to get to it. We're going to start backwards, but we're going to get to it. For sure you don't make another bracha. But let's say what you point was before, we're not going to lane that. So, it was a I never had kavana for that. I had kavana for weiter. That's all fine and good in the olden days where people actually were familiar with the layout of the Sefer Torah, the Parsha. There was a certain degree of education, a very high level. So then you can say that the person got the aliyah, he was mistaken. Today, the attitude is, if you get an aliyah, you don't know what's going on. You make a bracha, and the guy's going to land for you. L'chatchila, he should show you the place. It should be done properly. But after the fact, if he shows you the wrong place, it's self-understood that whatever you're going to land, you're going to land. So therefore, many people, Rabbanim, today have a custom that in this type of situation, you do not make a bracha no matter what. However, if you do make a bracha, in many situations, no one can say that it was a bracha levatol to repeat the bracha. No one can say that. There are many situations where, especially if the Baal Kriya shows the person a section that was before the section that you're going to lane. And especially if it's in a different column, if it's in a, is it a different column before, really make Iker Hadin, you can make a bracha. In that case, though, many Rabbanim will say, will size up the situation and will say, no bracha. Even if you do make a bracha, you don't repeat bracha. You don't repeat the bracha. You just say the bracha in Baruch Atah Hashem Kineh Melech Olam. Okay, let's go weiter. Let's go get the base in the base. So you did the right thing. Yeah, who's the Rav? Who's the Rav there?
There's no rub. We're in the Mishpelon that knew the Aloch and all that. Like I said, I looked it up in the
Aloch. Look in the Mishnah, Dirshu, Mishnah Berurah. Look in the Mishnah, we look in Dirshu. The Mishnah is going to say you make a bracha. Go through all the rules. And then you go look in the Dirshu, they're going to tell you from all these modern day poiskim, they're going to say that today we don't do this. Today you don't make a bracha. Believe that, I want to go look it up again. I'll chazer it over. Good, yes, Shaila. It's a good opportunity to chazer the halacha. Vaita. Yeshukoyach. What do you do if you find a psul in the Sefer Torah? Ah, that's the good Shaila. Okay, Vaita. Let's chaz the Gemara over here. Omar Shmuel. Omar. Omar. Where is the place again? Omar. Okay, the last line. Let's go back. Tav Beis. Omar Beis. Beis Omar Beis. The very last line. The very last line on the page, Nizira Milsa de Avera. The Gemara just concludes telling us that a person says, I want to be Noe. I want to be beautiful. Yeah? Shlemi. I want to be beautiful. I want to be beautiful. That's why you have on your bed a basket of clothing. I want to be beautiful. I can't hear you. Know, your sound is not so good anymore. You used to have much better sound. Now all of a sudden,
I'm not pointing it to me. There, better.
Better. Okay, I want to be beautiful. So the Gemara says, if a person is holding on to his hair, and he makes this statement, I want to be beautiful. When he's holding on to his hair, he becomes a nazir. In fact, the Gemara, impossible. The word noeh is not an appropriate word to use in reference to nazirus. A nazir is a sinner. A person that's mekabel upon himself nazirus is... Oh, so that's the Gemara's topic. Gemara now at this point understands that being a nazir is an avera. Therefore, it is impossible that saying a word of beauty can be an acceptance of nazirus. Impossible. If the whole essence of nazirus is a chait is not a beautiful thing. You cannot use this vocabulary. So, frek the Gemara, nazira milsa di avera. So, how then the amrinan lay noe? And you're calling this beauty? How can the word "I want to be beautiful" be a technique, a yad to be makabel nazirus? So the Gemara says, turn the page, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. In the Gemara says, yes, it is beautiful. It is beautiful. Being a Nazir is a beautiful thing. How do you know this? The Afilu L'Rabbi Elazar HaKapar. Even according to Rabbi Elazar HaKapar. The Amar Nazir Choyte, that becoming a Nazir is called a sinner. Hane Mili Gabi Nazir Tameh. The only one that's called is the Nazir who is Tameh. When a Nazir becomes Tameh, then retroactively he is a sinner. Because all of the days that he has observed until now do not count. They fall away. They do not serve a purpose. So therefore, you've wasted time. You have denied yourself the pleasures of Olam Hazeh. And you get nothing for it. All of those days do not count to fulfill your term of Nazirus. The Aidi, the boy in Mitzar, because you have to cancel those days that you observed, the Omar Rahman, why do you get with a person says, I want to be a Nazir, Stam Nazirus is 30 days. That's the rule. Stam Nazir is 30 days. But he has 30 consecutive days. If a Nazir becomes Tameh in the middle of the term of Nazirus, he forfeits. He forfeits all the days that he was a Nazir until that time that he became Tameh. And he has to start all over again. So it turns out that those first, let's say he becomes Tameh after 10 days, those 10 days now were for naught. They don't count to be mashlam the 30 days of Nazirus. So it turns out that for 10 days he denied himself the pleasure of Yayin. He denied himself the pleasure of going to the cemetery. He denied himself all of the pleasures of this world. So therefore he's called a Chayteh. We want to welcome Rabbi Shaul Zev Lobel. Yes, absolutely. To elevate himself. No, Rabbi Loza Kapa. Rabbi Loza Kapa says a Nazir is called a Chayte. Right. So he says Zon. Gimel and Aleph. Almost come to a new two dots in one second. Rashi says,
I'm sorry, Gimel Aleph,
the very top of the Rashis. I'm sorry about the Gemara. I'll give you Gemara next, okay?
No, at least I could cheat a little.
Good, Adarabba, you use it every night.
I appreciate it, thank you.
In, yes. The Afid Rabbi Loza Kappa.
I'm sorry, what?
Top, doing the Rashna, the top Rashna, the very, very top. In. The pasuk says that the, when he brings his korbanos, the korbanos will atone for his sin. The chiper olav me'asher chot ala nefesh. That pasuk that says that asher choto is by a nazir tamei. Hani megabi nazir tamei. Shenitma. The eye the boy mitzar yamim harishonim mehader mimni zimna achrita. It's a very long process. When a Nazir is a very interesting Nusach of Rashi, when a Nazir becomes Tameh, he has to cancel the days that he counted until now and start all over again. Dilma Ase Lemever Al Nizirusse. But a Nazir taught us, but Dilma Ase Lemever Al Nizirusse, next Rashi, Kedo Amar Perkama, the Dodim, Kishahain Mitamin, Viravina Aleim Yimei Tomo. Mischartin bei v'nimsu mevin chulin lo azar. It's an incredible chibur Rashi of Taijus. When a nazir becomes tamei, look what happens. You're on a schedule. I want to go to making a simchan in 2 months from now. But I also need to observe a term of nazirus. So he begins the term, and then guess what? He accidentally comes in contact with a dead person. So now he has to forfeit all the days that he was counting until now. And he has to start all over again. I'm now off schedule. I thought I'll be finished with this whole thing after 30 days. Now it's going to take 45 days. Because since...
Does he have to start immediately?
Yeah. Does he have... No, yet? Not, no, he does. He has to bring the korbanos. He has to bring the korbanos. There's reason the mitzvahs. Yes, I don't know the details exactly. But yes, l'chari, yes. He has to...
Is
right.
If he doesn't do
I don't know the rules. I don't know. Certainly after three regalim, you certainly have Baal Tach, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. Now that he became Tameh, he has an obligation to bring the Korbanos immediately. As soon as he brings the Korbanos, he has to...
How does he bring the Korbanos if he's Tameh?
He doesn't go into the Beis HaMikdash. He stands by the... He sticks his... Right. He sticks his... There's no sprinkling. He has to smicha. The only thing he needs to, is to smicha on the Korban Chatos. On the Korban Chatos.
Why is there no
sprinkling? Only by Nazir Tor is there sprinkling.
Every time
he makes, the sprinkling is the Paraduma water. The Paraduma water. They don't sprinkle that on the Beis HaMikdash. You sprinkle that anywhere in the world, even in Chutz LaAretz. Yes, but that, I thought you were talking about the sprinkling. Is there sprinkling done? There is no sprinkling. With oil? By a nazir? No. There's no sprinkling by a nazir. Anyway, there's no sprinkling. There's no sprinkling. I got confused with the mitzorah. A mitzorah, you have to sprinkle the oil upon him. The blood, there's no sprinkling upon a nazir. The only sprinkling is paraduma water. Paraduma water. Paraduma water, you don't sprinkle that in the Beis HaMikdash.
Okay, so
I will not. So therefore, the Rashi over here says that you said that the Nazir becomes Tameh, so now he gets off schedule. He thought that he would finish the Nazirus within 30 days, and now he became Tameh after 15 days, so it's going to take now an additional 15 days, so it's going to be a total of 45 days. When he gets now to day 31, he's very upset. Because he planned on his calendar that he would be finished with this by now. Okay, he thought by now he would
Why
be
done. 31 days? I thought after 30 days. Yeah.
30 days is it? But he became Tameh in the middle.
You said 31.
He thought it takes 30 days. On day 30, he brings his korbanos. So he thought on day by from
not
right.
Not day 30. You have to bring day 31.
On day 31, you have to bring the korbanos.
I'm asking you.
I don't know. I don't remember. I don't know.
No, because you just mentioned 31.
I made a mistake. I don't know what I'm saying. A Nazir Stam Nazirus is 30 days.
Yes.
So he planned that by day 32, okay, for sake of simplicity, he's done. He's done. He's finished. He can go drink wine. He can go be metamal lemeis. And now he observed 15 days. And after day 15, he became accidentally in contact with a dead body. So now what happens? After 4, he has to start all over again.
Or he drank wine or
no, not wine. You don't forfeit. The only time you forfeit the nezuzah is only dead. Only come in contact with the dead. The guy, a dead guy, walks to shul and gives his hand. Shalom aleichem.
And touching the hair also.
No. If he cuts off his.
It says before Shem Pasek?
Yes. Yes.
Wow,
the only time he has to start all over again is when he comes in contact with a dead person.
Okay.
Be very careful. First is the nazi. Be very careful. Don't go shake everyone's hand. You may be shaking a dead guy.
Now let me ask you, if he doesn't bemaze it, it's also the same thing. Same thing.
If a nazir goes and he drinks wine by mistake, or he cuts his hair by mistake, he does not have to start all over again.
Yeah.
He only has to start all over again if he goes and he comes in contact with the
dead. Bishayik or bemaze, it doesn't
make a difference. I feel the pesah pisam, the pasuk says. So here he is. He has 30 days of nazirus, and now on day 15 he accidentally.
Is that the same thing also if he finds a kazayas?
Yes.
Or a bone.
Any tumas mace, not a sheretz.
What about klal chera? What about the sword that would kill them?
Yes, tumas chera harikacholol. It's an avatuma. Yes, any case of tumas mace, not tumas sheretz, and not tumas keri, not tumas hayus min aguf. Tumas mace. He has to start all over again. So this person is a nazir. He thought that after day 32. Okay, 30, the carbon travel time back and forth, he's completely finished. He now has a lot of drink. He'll be able to drink wine. He planned the vacation.
But again, forgive me, again, you said 32. By day 30.
Because you told me day 31, so I said now 32, so you shouldn't get upset.
No, what upset? No, I want to know the halacha.
I don't know the halacha. I don't know.
The 30th or the following day?
I don't know the halacha. I told you, I do not know.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Approximately.
Yeah.
It's
so
not
anyway,
the point.
He came in contact with a tamim. Yeah.
So now he expected on his calendar, he had a plan that he's going to observe nazirus for 30 days.
Yeah.
And then he's going to be free. He will be able to resume his lifestyle of intoxication, of drinking yayin and doing whatever he wants. And then guess what? He was observing, he was smooth sailing, and then the unexpected happened. He came in contact with the dead. So now what is the halacha? He has to start all over again. He has to first bring 3 korbanos and start all over again. So now they have to adjust the calendar. So when will he finish the nazirus? It'll take a total of 45 days. Because since he had a delay of 15 days, he has to go and add 15 more days. So fine, all right. I planned that this process will take me 30 days, and now it's going to take me 45 days because I became tired. He has to start over.
Another 30 days.
It's 30 plus the first 15 days that he was observing, which don't count. So here he is. He's torturing himself, not drinking wine for 15 days. He was counting down the days. Another 15 days until it's over. Suddenly he comes in contact with the dead. Now he has to forfeit those first 15 days. He has to start all over again. So now he has to look at the calendar. When will he be able to resume drinking wine? He has to push off the calendar of 15 days. So the result is going to be that it's going to be a total of 45 days that he was not able to drink wine. It's hard. It's hard for him. He had expectations. How much more time? Only another 15 more days. So now let's make believe he's up to now day 35. So he's sitting there, it's day 35, there's a kiddush and shul, and they're serving alcohol, and he says to himself, you know, this is not fair. It's already been for me 35 days since I've drinking wine. I thought that by this time already I would be finished, I would be able to drink wine. And it's only because I accidentally came in contact with the dead. That's why I have to go and extend my nazirus. It's going to take me more time until I finish the nazirus. You know something? This is too much for me. I can't. It's too hard for me. I can't take it. I'm only able... Everyone has a breaking point. Everyone has a breaking point. I can only control my intake of alcohol for 30 days. I didn't expect I would have to control myself for 45 days. So you know what he says to himself? In his mind, deep down in his mind, he says, I have charata. I have charata. Had I known, I never would have done this to begin with, because I didn't know I would become tamei. Now, he does not go to a chacham. So according to the letter of the law, according to halacha, he's still a nazir. And when day 45 comes around and he makes it 30 days straight, he brings the korbanos and everything is fine and good. But here, along comes the Gemara. The Gemara is a tremendous chiddush. That since deep down in his heart, it's too hard, and he has charata. The Torah, on a macroscopic level, says that if you have charata, you know what? Even without going to the Chacham, it's ki'ilu in Shemayim that you're not a Nazir anymore. That you were never a Nazir. It's ki'ilu, your charata is so powerful, it's you never. Memela, when you now bring the korbanos with a half a heart on day 45, it's considered chulin ba'azar. And chulin ba'azar is the chi of mitzvah b'nei Shemayim. What's the problem? He's bringing, in essence, on a spiritual level, chulin ba'azar. This fellow.
When he says on day 16, charata, I can't do it anymore.
He doesn't say on day 16.
He was with Taman Amesh on day 14-15. Now he realized, oh my word, I have to go another 30, I can't do it.
Right.
So he's already having charata on day 31. So he can start to drink wine right away? You say no more, the Torah says sorry?
No. If he has charata, he can have charata. But he needs to go through the steps. What are the steps? He has to go to a chacham.
Yeah.
You go to a chacham. So the Gemara here is saying that the Gemara is saying he did not go to a chacham. Exactly. If he were to go to a chacham, as I have charata, finished, you're exempt. No more nazirus, no korbanos. You're done. You don't do anything. Nothing. You finished.
But let's say he did go.
But let's say he did not go to a chacham. So the halacha demands that he has to go forward. If you don't go to the Chacham, you have no choice but to observe another 30 days and to bring at the end three korbanos. Along come Chazal, and Chazal say, we're very unhappy with this. Because this person, he didn't go to a Chacham, he went weiter, but we know that deep down in his heart, he really has charata. And if he has charata, it doesn't change the halacha. He has to bring the korbanos. But there's a tinge of chulin v'azara in Shemayim. In Bez and Shalmata, everything is kosher v'yoshin. I said Hareni Nazir. I observed 15 days. I became Tameh. I brought my three korbanos for being Tameh. I resumed the new term of Nazirus for another 30 days.
And then he has charata.
Then I bring my korbanos, my three korbanos. But when it comes to bringing a korban, it is critical that you bring it with a full heart. If you bring a korban with a half a heart, then in Shemayim, they look at it as if you're bringing in the Beis HaMikdash chulin
bazar. And therefore, it's mis mida shemayim. What is it? Mis mida shemayim?
What?
Mis mida
shemayim? No, there's no punishment.
No, when someone makrif kabban is an and someone brings chulin bazar.
If someone brings chulin, it's mis mida shemayim.
Wow.
If you bring an animal of chulin and you shecht it in the Beis HaMikdash, it's a chiv mis mida shemayim.
Wow. So let's see. If you a regular korban chatos,
yes.
I'm forgetting Nazir for the moment. I mean, it's a
same thing. A regular carbon chadis. You come to the basement. I don't want to bring this. I don't want to bring the carbon. I'm embarrassed.
I gotta bring it.
And you bring it. It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
It's also no good.
That's right. What do you can do about it? You got a choice. You gotta bring it, right? You gotta bring it. It's not good for shaduchim. If they can people to find out that he did it was mechal shav, didn't bring carbon chadis, no one's mesharach with him. No, because it says ehei no'eh. The fellows, I want to be a nazir. The way he was mekabel nazirus is with the term. I want to be beautiful.
That's the reason why he wants to be a nazir. Because he wants to be beautiful. That's why I thought nazir was because he wants to be.
We learned in the Mishnah. A person says, "I want to be beautiful."
Because of the hair.
He holds on to his hair. Shlem, you have hair. You have to hold on to your hair. You say, I want to be beautiful.
And that's the reason why he wants
to.
But because of that, that's the reason why he's willing to be deprived from wine.
Yes, for 30 days.
Because he wants to be beautiful because of exterior.
No. The Mishnah says, let's review the Gemara from the very beginning. The Mishnah says there's something called a yad. Even if a person does not, the best way to be mekabel nazirus is to say, I want to be a nazir. Hareini nazir. This fellow, for whatever the reason is, he doesn't want to use the vocabulary. He wants to say strange things. So we have an example. If a person says, Hareini nazir, Hareini noe, I want to be beautiful. And he's mochiach, what he means. The Gemara says he has to be holding on to his hair. He holds on to his hair and he says, Hareini no'eh. If he says, Stam Hareini no'eh, means I want to wear nice clothing. Let's go to the department store and buy nice clothing. Or maybe it means, Esnoel lefonav b'mitzvahs. I want to get it early.
That, yeah.
The Gemara says, we said that, we had the program before. If a person just Stam says, Hareini no'eh, so what does he mean? I want to do mitzvahs. I want to be just like Rabbi Yisrael Lehman. I want to be medactic in mitzvahs and be a tzaddik like Rabbi Yisrael Lehman. Very good. It does has nothing to do with nizirus. The word no'er has nothing to do with nizirus. But, here's the big but. If a person holds on to his hair and he says, Hareini no'er, oh, the ma'aseh of holding on to your hair with the expression, I want to be beautiful, is mechiach, that when you want to be beautiful, I want to grow beautiful hair. Just like a nazir. A nazir grows long, beautiful hair. Okay, it's mechiach. Frech the Gemara, just because if you hold on to your hair and you say, Hareini no'eh, you're a nazir. The word no'eh has absolutely nothing, no relationship to the concept of nazirus. If a person would hold on to his hair and say, I want to be a baseball player. I want to work for the government. Okay, hold on to your hair. I want to work for the government. Is there a havamina that you'll become a nazir? Is there a havamina? Ridiculous. What does I want to work for the government have to do with becoming a nazir, even if you hold your hair in your hand? So if a person says, Hareini no'eh, I want to be beautiful, and you hold on to your hair, why in the world does that mean he wants to become a nazir? The word no'eh is beauty. The essence of being a nazir is an ugly thing. A nazir is an ugly thing in the eyes of Hashem. It's an ugly thing.
Yeah, but we had a Gemara somewhere that Rav Shimon Choy praised somebody that he was a...
Oh, that Gemara, a kapa, that's the, okay, in a chanam.
You remember that Gemara?
Yeah, the Gemara knows, coming very soon.
That was an Indara.
Famous,
no, that, wasn't that
over here also. Over here also.
The Gemara's going to ask that kapa that...
Famous Gemara.
That what? Remind me again? Rav Shimon Choy
that he saw a child.
He said he never went to a bris, he never went to
He never ate from the chatos of a nazir, because he held every nazir is always a chulam azara. The asham of a nazir is every nazir is really chulam azara. They have this gemara is chulam. They have charata. It's very hard to live it out for 30 days. It's very hard to maintain precious.
Well,
let's focus.
Sorry, yeah.
Let's focus first on this.
Wait.
It smells very good here. Ah, they have some kinderlach there, some very beautiful learning taking place over here. Look what's going on over here tonight. Look, you see this? You see the learning over here. There's a mishmar tonight. So Rebbe came with his whole class and he gave a shir. And now that the shir is over, they're having dinner. Smell, Shlomi, you smell it? Smell it?
Nay.
Smell it? Why can't you smell it?
What are they serving?
It smells like fried food.
Nay.
It smells like French fries.
Nay.
Okay, let's go weiter. So therefore, the word no'eh has nothing. It's like a person holds on to his hair and says, I want to eat French fries. That's going to make you into a nazir. This is my Indian Shemitah, Eitz Har Sinai. So the Gemara says, why? So when you say, Hareini no'eh, I want to be beautiful, what does the word no'eh have to do with the nazir? Adarabah. A nazir is an ugly, because it's a chait.
So what's the tarots?
No, it's not true. Being a nazir is taka beautiful. It's a beautiful way to come close to Hashem. Oh, but it says, Rabbi Loza Kapper says a nazir is a chait. Oh. And there's nothing more ugly than doing
why is a chait? Why is he a chait?
Oh, so the no. A nazir is only called a chait when a nazir becomes tamei. If the nazir makes it to the finish line,
right,
he's not a chayte, because when a person is
makabel nazir,
oh, like I said, so therefore he's taka beautiful. We're not dealing with a nazir that makes it.
Also,
That's a choyte. Exactly. That's exactly what the Gemara says. The Gemara is saying that a person who's mekabel upon himself in the zeros, I want to be an azir. You know what that means. You know that it means for 30 days, it means I have to go and maintain discipline 30 days. Most people can't even be disciplined for 5 minutes. I'm going to maintain discipline for 30 days. You know what you're getting into. Memela, if I'm a Kabbalist and you make it to the finish line and you bring the Kurbanos, unbelievable. You're a tzaddik. You're a tzaddik yisoid oilam. Why? Because it's still, you're asking a very good kasha. You're asking a very good kasha because there's still an element of chait that you denied yourself the pleasures of the world. Hashem created a world and he wants you to have pleasure.
By the way, that a person is going to be accountable if he doesn't have
every good he doesn't have enough from. He knows you shalom also. He knows everything. He knows
I told Rav Shimon, and he says, with a limit, a little. Not,
a little.
Doesn't mean you have to, you know.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
What? I can't talk.
For 30 days, doesn't have enough. He has to know the rest of his life?
After 30 days, he's allowed to resume for 30 days. But it's very hard. So therefore, when a person, I want to be an Azan, you know what's involved, there's no charata. But what happens, sometimes it happens, that a person, I want to be an Azan, and you thought for sure 30 days.
Yeah.
And then what happens, in the middle of the 30 days, he becomes Tame.
Yeah. Oh,
now my whole calendar is off.
Yeah.
Now I have to bring Korbanos. I have to start all over again. I'm not going to be able to eat my. I'm not going to be able to drink wine for 45 days.
Yeah.
I'm not going to 45 days. This is too much already. This is a nisoyin. The Hashem nisos Avraham.
I want to ask you something. How can a person deprive himself from wine? You have a kiddush and avdala.
You're allowed to. It doesn't matter. You're allowed to. Someone else makes kiddush for you. Gemara shekasha. Let someone else make the kiddush for you. Someone else make the kiddush for you. Let your wife make Avdallah. Don't worry. She will not grow a beard if she makes Avdallah.
That's a man.
Okay? So she will... So,
Shlakar is Apia Kabbalah. A woman should not drink from
the... Kabbalah. The women are afraid. So therefore, what happens? This is very delicate. This I didn't expect. I didn't expect that I have to be a nuns for 45 days. It bothers him. And it crossed his mind. You know what? Had I known, I would never have done this. So go to the Chacham. Who's holding you back? Go to the Chacham and tell the Chacham I have charata. I don't want to. I'm embarrassed. Because the people in Shul, they're going to find out what happened. I'm going to be embarrassed. And it's not going to be good for Shaduchim. I have to marry off some children. I want to have a sterling reputation. I don't want people to think that I'm such a weakling that because I had to extend my Nezirus by 15 days, I had a mental breakdown. I had to go to the Chacham to be Mishal the Ned. I don't want people to know about it. You know what? It's kedai for me to suffer silently. But in your mind, there's charata. Now, in the world of halacha...
So one second, if he brings karbanos...
Wait, right now, right. In the world of halacha, it doesn't... Who cares? If you did not go to the Chacham was not matir, you have an obligation, 100%, to bring the karbanos whether you like it or not. But we're dealing here on a different plane. We're dealing here in a spiritual world. And in the spiritual world in Shemayim, when they look at this person, they say about this person, this guy, when he shows up on day 45, he didn't want to be here. He wanted to be playing golf in Florida, drinking wine. This wasn't his original plan. Deep down in his mind, he's very upset. No, did he go to the Chacham? No. Is he chayav during the Kabbanis? He sure is chayav during the Kabbanis. But we know what goes on in the depth of his mind. And he really has charata. So therefore, he has charata. It's ki'ilu. He was mevata the whole nezirus. And the three...
He has charata, and he's going to have to start all over again.
Right. Yeah. And the three karbanas that he's bringing now is really begeder, chul, and bazara.
And so what's if he does that? So what's the halacha?
Nothing is the halacha.
He's going to get punished?
No, he's not going to get punished.
But it's like he's bringing chulim, but it's not misumi the shemayim.
So therefore, we call him in shemayim a chayte. So we want it. We're trying to show why is a nazir a chayte. So first we have to define a nazir when he's mekabel the nazirus. That's not a chayte. It's a gevald gezach. If a nazir makes the 30 days, it's a gevald gezach. He's not a chayte. The only time we call a nazir a chayte is only when he's mekabel nezirus, and then something goes wrong in the middle, he becomes tamei, and now he has to extend the nezirus for another 30 days, and it hurts him, and then he has charot, it's too long for me, and now when he ends up bringing the korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, in Shamayim they're called chulin v'azara, and that's a chait. Is it a chait that you can punish the person? No. Is it a chait that's avoidable? No. But it's called a chayte. But let's say he completes the terms of nezirus no problem, then he's not a chayte. Mela, when it says, I want to be beautiful, at this moment in time, he does not know if what's going to happen, if he's going to have to cancel the nezirus. Right now, he thinks he's going to make it to the finish line, 30 days. So when he says, I want to be beautiful, a nazir is a beautiful person. It's a beautiful thing to become a nezirus. Oh, but we find the concept of a nazir called a chayte. That's a limited case. A nazir only becomes a chayte if he becomes tummy in the middle. Why does he become a chayte? Because he has to extend the nezirus by more time, and it's too much for him to bear. And that amount, that it's too much for him to bear, that it's too much to bear, that extra amount makes the kilu the korbanos a chulin b'azara. Let's see the Rashi. It's a very important yesoid in the nezirus. This opens up a whole new world of interpretation, understanding of korbanos. Okay, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Aval nazir tahar. I'm sorry. The last wide line. Dilma ose lemevar al nizirusei kidu amaper kamod nedarim. Like it says in Masech, we learned this. We learned this. Shlomo, you learned this already. 37 times learned this. Kishahed mitamin, when a nazir becomes tamei, and now he has to extend the nizirus. Virabin alehem yimei tuma. And now they have to expand the days of Tumah. Now they have to expand it.
You mean not to become Tumah?
He was only supposed to be a Nazir for 30 days.
I know.
And now he became Tameh. So now he has to lose his 15 days. He has to start all over again. So now the whole process from beginning to end.
So he has to extend
more days
of not becoming Tumah.
Because he became Tumah. V'robin aleihem yimei Tumah. He now has to pad to the term of Nazirus, extra 15 days in our example. Because the first 15 days were days of Tumah.
Right.
And by the way, it's even more because he has to first go purify himself. It's not just he becomes Tameh, I observe for 15 days.
He has to be half the eighth part of the
Oh, seven days. Another 7 days to become Tar first. Right, it's a very long process.
In between is on Tuesday and the Shlishi.
And then he can first start. So it's a long, there's a delay. All the days that he counted no longer count. And now he has to go through the process of Tahara.
So what's the trouble, Ravin? That's how
it increases. He increases into this, into the process. The process has been expanded by many more days because he became Tameh.
So that has to extend. He has to start all over again. That's right. What it means. So why it's called Yimei Tumah then?
Because he became Tameh, the original days fall away, and he has to. There are 7 days that he has to be Tameh. It's the Paraduma.
Yeah, I understand.
So his schedule is now thrown off. Therefore, Kushein Mis Tamin, V'Rabin Aleim Yimei Tumah, due to becoming Tameh, they have to add more days. Mis Chartin Bohen. They have regret. And when they have regret, what should he do? He should go to the Chacham and tell the Chacham, I have regret. And then the Chacham will be matir and he's free. He's a free bird. No more korbanos. But he doesn't. He doesn't go to the Chacham. He carries his regret in his heart. And he proceeds to observe another 30 days of Tahara, even though he's bitter and he doesn't want to do it. He's just embarrassed. He's embarrassed of people like Rabbi Shulman and Shlomo Rabinowitz, Mr. Rapport. They don't want him to know, I'm a weakling. I really need that alcohol there. I really need it. He's embarrassed, so he can proceed, but really has charata. And then here are the key words. These are the critical words. Im lebasi el lekan. Only wake up in this morning. Tremendous chesed. Elokai nishemosh nasat bi tohari. It's kedai just to come to these words now, this concept. If in Molin Mikro Kosa the Efshala Omroi, what it says over here, the Chos is laughing at me. Vinimsu Nivin Chulil Azara. Chulil Azara, what are you talking about? Is that Chulil Azara? No way.
So why doesn't it say Kechulil Azara?
Why does it say Achof Adimyoin? Good cash, I don't know. it, because since in his mind he had charata, in Shemayim, what are you doing? I need your karbanos.
But second, since he doesn't live in Lev Shem, that means he's not going to continue the Naziris?
He is going to continue the Naziris. I told you 100 times because he's embarrassed. He is going to continue the Naziris. I want my neighbors to know, oh, because you couldn't do another 15 days. You're such a baby. You're such an alcoholic. You can't control yourself another 15 days. You had to be shul on the neder. You had to go to the chacham. I don't want them to talk about me. I don't need. I'll suffer silently for another 15 days, and I'll bring the korbanos. And Hashem says, I don't need your korbanos. If you're not going to bring me the korbanos, b'lev shalem, don't bring me korbanos. It's like it's chulam bazara.
Okay, next.
Okay, so memela avol back next Rashi avol nazir tahar lav chayde karina bay. But a nazir that's tahar a nazir is makabel nazirus, and he makes it to the end. Givaldik, there's no charata. He's a kadosh.
Lav chayde.
He's not a chayde. Memela, he's not a sinner. Indeed, it is a beautiful thing to become a nazir.
Yeah,
it is a beautiful thing. V'amrinan zil. V'amrinan we say zil. The heavy nazir, the he no eh, and beautify yourself. Okay, so the Gemara's maskon is, if we only one thing tonight is, being a nazir is a beautiful thing to do. Do you have any volunteers here, Rabbi Isai? Do we have any volunteers? No volunteers.
Let's go to the next Gemara.
Right. Okay.
So the Mishnah says, "Harei Gezeh." I missed that part. We mean Harei Gezeh.
I want to be like this fellow. There's a guy walking in the street, and it's beautiful hair.
So it's Chal Naziris.
It's Muchach. If a guy is, I want to be like this person. Fair the Gemara. Nihi nam the Tovus Besar Harei Gezeh. Harei Gezeh.
What's the Gemara asking?
Fair the Gemara. What's that mean over here? The Gemara now does not yet know the answer that there's a fellow walking in front of him. The Gemara says, I want to be Kizeh. The Gemara this time thinks that this is a continuation of the previous case. What was the previous case? He's holding in his hair is here. He's holding in his hand is here. And he says, Harei Kizeh, Nihina, Midutofis Besaroi, Harei Kizeh, Loi Omar. Now you have to go look at the side of the Gemara, the Ois. What does the Ois Al explain this means? It means, Shai Chachal, right, it's just fine. Hareini kizeh lo amar. What does the Aleph say? Nimchak teva kizeh. V'nir b'nai bizeh. V'kach tzarech lo amar. Bizeh. Hareini bozeh lo amar. The Gemara thinks you're holding on to your hair and you say, I want to be like my hair. Does that make any sense? And Mishol Zev, you can do it. You have payas. I don't have the simonim. You're holding on to the hearing.
You're holding on to someone else's hair.
You're here.
That we had already.
No, we didn't have. We're learning it now for the first time.
Sure we did.
We learned the Gemara. Maury's explaining the Mishnah.
He says he points to someone. I want to be like him.
No, I told you the Gemara's answer. Right now, the Gemara's having the person is holding on to his hair. As I want to be like the hair.
I got nay.
I identify as hair.
So what's shver now?
So the Gemara says it's not grammatically correct. If you want to identify as hair, you use hareini bozeh. It's really the base. Hareini kozeh doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says, what are you doing over here? If you're holding on to your hair and you say hareini, I want to be the correct way to be makabel nazirus with the word zeh, when you're holding on to your hair is to say with the base, hareini, I want to be bozeh through the hair and become a nazir. But that's not what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is a chaf hadimyoin. There's a world of a difference between a chaf and a base.
Nay.
A teeny mashu of ink. Yeah?
So nay, now I'm in the top of the
Sarah. The Gemara, I need the top of the Sarah. Hareini bozeh. It should say with the base. Bozeh loy omar.
That's the correction that who says the Bach?
Bozeh. Omar Shmuel. This one says you're making a big mistake. You're not letting them try the Mishnah correctly. Omar Shmuel. The case here.
And he says kizeh.
The case here is not that you're holding on to your hair and you say, I want to be like my hair. The case is you're not holding on to your hair. You're not touching your hair. You're walking in the street and you see in front of you passes a person who is a nazir, a well-established nazir, and you declare, I want to be just like that person. then you become a Nazir. Amar Shmuel Goyin Shahaya Nazir Oivil Lefanov. Look at the Hilgat Rashi. Amar Shmuel Goyin Shahaya Nazir Lefanov. Oivil Lefanov. Dimash Mahareni Benazirus Kazer. Okay?
Yeah.
So the Gemara Nahamina thought that you're holding on to your hair, and I'm bringing upon myself Nazirus through my hair.
Yeah.
If that's the case, it should say Bozeh.
Yeah.
Through the hair,
yeah,
I should be a person of note. In fact, the Gemara, if that's Taka what you meant to say, then why did you say Kozeh? You should say Hareini Bozeh.
Because it's talking about
Bozeh. And for the Gemara, you're making a toss. The case here is not a continuation of the previous case. In the previous case, I want to be beautiful. Yitaka holding on to the hair. And you declare, I want to be beautiful. I want my hair to be beautiful. The case here is when the person says, you're not touching your hair. You're standing in the street. And in front of you passes a Nazir. The Barvusta Nazir walks in front of you. And you say, Hareini Kozeh. I want to be like this person. Are we good?
Yeah.
Right, the next Gemara. Next case, Hareini Misalsel. A person says, I want to twirl. I want to twirl my hair. Okay, I want to, who twirled this? Yosef Atzadik. It says, V'hu nar. Es b'nei bila b'nei zilpa b'nei she'aviv. What is V'hu nar? Misalsel b'saroi. Yosef Atzadik, he was 17 years old. He was in Egypt and he grew long hair. And Rashi's term is, Haya misalsel b'saroi. He grew long hair. Okay, misalsel. Frag the Gemara, now a person says, I want to be misalsel. Frag the Gemara, hadein silsel sara. Just because a person says, I want to be misalsel. Who says it means I want to have long hair? The Gemara says, it's not a kasha.
What's the kasha?
Whoever taught us that the word misalsel is a word that is designated for hair.
Sorry, yeah.
Maybe the word misalsel means you want to go and twirl your tzitzis.
But doesn't the Torah say by Yosef Tzadim Salsam?
No, the Medrash says it. Rashi says it. Torah doesn't say the word
misalsel. Oh, it just says
it says Vilhu Na'ar.
Rashi says Vilhu Na'ar.
Doesn't say anything. Rashi quotes the Chazal that it says misalsel misalsel.
Right.
So fairly Gemara, how do you know the word misalsel means here? The end of the market, the Amalei Ahu Amsa. The Bay Rebbe Lahu
Gavra. What does Amsa mean?
A maidservant. There was a Shifcha. A maidservant said, that was the Rebbe Lahu Gavra. Admosai Ato misalsel besaroch. How stop twirling your hair? Besaroch. So what do we see? We see the word, there was a Maisha Hoya. We bring a raya that there was the common usage in the dictionary. That's how people spoke. It was a Mais Shehoya, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, had Talmidim that frequented the Rebbe many, many times, and there was a maidservant, and the maidservant gave Musr to the Bachar, and when she saw something that was not proud by a Bachar, she would give him Musr. She once sent to a Bachar, get a haircut. Go get a haircut. And Mosle Atam Misalsel Besaroch. So you see from the language of this Shifcha, when she gave Musr to a Bachar, time for you to get a haircut, that the word salsel is a word that is associated with hair. Frag the Gemara, Eima Torah. Maybe no. Maybe, equally, maybe it means to be misalsel, it means to steigen learning.
Right.
To steigen learning.
How do you see
Eima,
that?
It says a pasuk, Ferish a pasuk. Salsela usurai mecha. You shall take the Torah, and you shall be misalsel in the Torah. And when you do that, the Torah will reward you. The Torah will elevate you. If you invest
and
the effort, it will elevate you. If you behave like a Misholim in Shlita, and you're misalsel in the Torah, you twirl it, you engage it, and you twist it this way, Azoy, to learn Torah.
No, salsela, he explains that you chazer, you review it.
Salsela. And then if you'll be with Salsla, then the Torah will reciprocate.
Yeah.
The Torah will reciprocate Usurai Mimekka. It will elevate you. So you see from the pasuk that the word Salsla is a word that is used in reference to the diligent, the amasmit in Limur HaTorah.
Yeah.
It doesn't only mean here. Amashmul Hochanami Shatofas Vsaro. You're right, you got me.
He says it while he's holding his hair.
I raise the white flag. If the case is going where the person would just say, I want to already misalsel, you're right. We don't know, that's not muchach. We don't know what it means. It's like saying, I want to take a government job. If you think, I want a government job, what does a government job have anything to do with Nazirus? Nothing. But if you say, I already misalsel, what does it mean? It can mean, what does it mean? I want to be a baseball player. What do you mean masal? What does it mean masal cell? It can mean Torah. It can mean to comb your hair. It can mean a million things. Enochanan the Gemara says we have been defeated. The case here must be where the person is actually holding onto his hair. And he says the word misalso. So it's the combination. It is a combination. Each one by itself is insufficient, but when the two of them come together, that is the knockout home run. Okay, it's you have the two things that you number one, you need both elements. You're holding onto the hair. And you're saying the salsa together, it's mechiyach, it's called yodayim mechichos. Next Gemara. Hareini mechalkel. So I want to mechalkel means to grow. Okay, hareini mechalkel. Mimai da hadein kilkul sara. Who says what mechalkel means here? We say in Shimon Esrei, mechalkel, mechayim, mechesed, yeah?
Kitnan.
Ha, mechalkel, mechayim, mechesed, kitnan. Like we learned, Sid, what is Sid? This is a depilatory. How much is the Shir Hoitzah on Shabbos? On Shabbos,
what's depilatory?
Depilatory, a chemical that is used to remove hair from the body.
Right.
Before they had lasers.
So that's what he's saying, Sid?
Sid is lime, and they put on their hair shave, they put on their beard or on their body lime. And it causes the hair to melt. Really? It causes the hair to disappear. Yeah. So the shaila is, if a person on Shabbos carries in the Rishus HaRabim, you need a minimum shiur to be chayav for hoitzah on Shabbos. Yeah. Every single thing in this world has to have a minimum shiur. And the Gemara says, what is the minimum shiur to carry to be chayav?
So how much?
Skila, misas
so bezin, what's the amount?
Sid. So it says, Sid. The sheriff is said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer kidei losud kilkol, to remove a twirl, a clump of hair.
Okay.
So therefore, what do you
what
say?
What does the other man say?
Does not import. What is a kilkol? What is a kilkol? It's bas tzida. It's the side, the payas, the side of a lack of hair, the side of your hair. So we see the word kilkol is used in the Talmud to refer to a clump of hair.
Yeah.
So the word kilkol, you see from rabbinic literature, means hair.
Yeah.
So when a person says, Hareini mechalkel, I want to grow hair. In the sugi of Hilcha Shabbos, Sid. To be mighty Sid is how much is called a shear of Sid, kidei kilkol. To remove a clump, what is a kilkol? Bas sada, a clump of hair on the side of your head.
So how much is that?
A small, whatever shear is, a very small amount. Maybe means to support a poor person. Mechalkel chayim meches, to give tzedakah. Kiduch sev, yechalkel yoyzve es aviv, yes, es aviv, yes, achav, amashmul, chachanami, yishatavus, besar, you're right. Well, mechalkel can mean also to support someone who's poor. So it can mean azoy, it can mean azoy. The case must be where you're actually holding on to your hair and you say, Hareini mechalkel, the combination is an indication you want to be a nazir. Thank you for coming. I hope it was worth it. It wasn't a waste of time. Good Shabbos. Thank you for coming, Mr. Rapport. I don't know your true, I'm never carrying a weird guy. Who is something I'm before?